And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, and we'll be talking boats and fishing. And all kinds of great stuff here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flat fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I'm not even able to concentrate just on hearing your fish reports for the week.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What a great day we have today, man. Going to be a fun show.
Yeah, a lot of like Captain Dave said last Sunday, a lot of bluefin tuna watching.
I know we're in a good for the show because the mic's off, Kevin and Pete and I were all BS, and Pete was talking about, your fishing trips for the week, and we were talking about Parker's and Kevin for the week, and I can't sit still already just knowing all the stuff that's going to go on. We're going to have a great show today, man.
It's going to be a fun show. It's summer.
Yes, officially.
It is officially summer. It is officially going to be July tomorrow. Can you believe it? Game on.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
They
crazy.
Just bite.
Yeah. They're going to bite. It's going to happen. A few are biting. Kevin Kelly, welcome.
Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
And of course, your assistant Lucy's here, too.
Oh, yeah.
We might get Lucy to give us a conversation later. So. Yeah. So, busy time at West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Boats have been on order. They're arriving. We're scrambling and get them commissioned to get these guys back out in the water. Yeah, there's a whole lineup of them. It's been a good year.
That's great.
It's been a good year.
This is that time of year when you encourage, not even encourage, just beg guys, like, trust me, you know you want this boat. Please order it now, back in the winter and the spring. Like, order your boat now so that you got it when summertime gets here. And
exactly.
So.
And that has been so true this year because there was a backlog there for a while. It was taking, you know, 5-6 months to get a boat. There was an engine backlog that, you know, put everything... You know, down the road.
Sure.
So, people that planned earlier are already on the water.
On fishing.
Yep. So, that's all good.
That's what we like to hear. And the beauty of it now is you said that backlog has really eased up. Still not, you know, not like you can walk down and drive home tomorrow, but it's a lot easier to get a boat in a much shorter timeline than it potentially could have been.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right now, I think I have two 2320s still on order. But they're going to be here mid-August. But those boats I ordered, you know, 3 months ago.
Right.
So.
And you actually have a stock of,
I have
a couple of boats.
I do have a 2520 still, 2018, and a 2017 2510, which is the walk-around.
Walk-around Cuddy.
2510 is the walk-around. 2520
is the pilot house. Okay. The 25-foot pilot house.
Both with the twin 200 four-stroke four.
Yes, four-cylinder, 200, and they're the XCA engines, which are the digital control engines.
Sweet, nice.
Yeah, nice package.
Yeah. Those Yamaha outboards are so amazing, and the fuel efficiency with twin, 400 horsepower, right?
Yeah.
200 horsepower mm-hmm. each
yeah.
is amazing, right?
And a 25-foot boat, they're getting close to 2 miles to the gallon.
That's wow. crazy.
And that's
crazy.
That's pretty good numbers for... pushing a boat that big.
That's cruise?
That's a kind of an average of a fishing trip.
Uh-huh.
Going out and coming back.
Yeah, some trolling, some running, some anchoring, some shutting the boat down.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're going to go, you know, if you run 50 miles, you're going to burn through, 100 gallons or whatever. If you run 50 miles, you burn 25 gallons.
25 gallons.
That's pretty good.
You're kidding, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. We went 130 miles, and we burned 160 gallons the other day.
a little bit different.
Yeah, a little bit different. Yeah. But anyway, those new engines, they changed the technology Yamaha did, and they're inline fours versus inline sixes, much more efficient, powerful, and plenty of power to push that. 25.
Plenty of power, plenty of torque to push that big boat.
Yeah.
But the old 200 was actually a V6 engine, not an inline.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's the old 200.
And those were good motors, too. It's just these fours, they've, you know, eked out every bit of horsepower they could, and the torque is there, and they've just been a dynamite motor for us.
Yeah.
A great package for that size boat. Like the 250 horse or the 300 is for the 23-foot Parker.
Yeah.
Who knows what this new 425 Yamaha that they're coming out with.
That's
what they're going to put on that, or if they're going to use that engine for any of the Parkers. We'll see.
425 horsepower Yamaha outboard.
425. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it yet. Read a little bit about it, but yeah, it's a big motor.
When's that due?
425.
I think in August that we're going to get receiving some, maybe even in July.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Now, how does it work with something like that? I mean, that's a brand new motor, and I mean, obviously anything that's got that Yamaha badge is safe, but, like, you know, does Parker need to, you know, put one on a test boat and say, okay, this is right, or is it a Parker so you can strap it on? Like, how does that stuff work?
I'm sure Parker's doing that already.
Yeah.
As put one on a boat and out testing it, see if it is applicable to any of their boats.
Because Parker's OEM Yamaha. Like, if you
Correct.
Buy a Parker boat, there's a Yamaha outboard strapped to it.
Correct. It comes with the Yamaha. Yep.
That's cool.
Only.
That, and as it should. The best boat with the best,
exactly.
best power.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. And then when they get here, you have Pacific Trailers build you a trailer custom fit for Southern California anglers and that boat.
Yes, they build me a really heavy duty galvanized trailer with certain features that seem to be what people have been asking for, and which is the welded risers, no saddle clamps on the cross members. The welded risers get welded on. The standoffs for the load guides, all stainless steel hardware. Nice torsion axles, no more leaf springs. The vault sealed hubs, no more bearing buddies to grease up.
Really?
Yeah. They're wow. maintenance-free, essentially, hubs.
Maintenance-free hubs. That's
speaking my language.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
And there's some other features that we put on them. Then they send it out to galvanize after they do all the welding.
That's sweet.
So all of the welds and stuff, they're getting totally galvanized. So it makes a nice package.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's little things exactly like Kevin described that when Neil and I bought our Parker from West Coast, we're like, that's what set it apart is like they know every little they've been doing this a long time and they know every little thing and tip and trick and feature that we didn't know we wanted until we talked to Kevin and got those. And I always say, like, you're dealing with the right person when they tell you things you didn't know you wanted, but more importantly when they talk you out of things that, you know, like, hey, trust me, man, I'll do that for you, but you're going to be spending more money and it's not going to give you this because this, this, and this. And, like, you know, I mean, he talked us out of as many features as he talked us into, and our buying experience, I know I've said on the show a bunch, but it was the best you could ever imagine. Sure. So, so killer.
The dozens of Parkers you've sold over the years since you've had West Coast Marine, you know the ins and out of that boat and what people need here.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm learning. Every day I'm learning new because everybody's got a different way of, you know, setting up their boat. And if you can teach me a new trick, a new idea, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Here's an amazing statistic that you just told us this morning. How many in the Yellowtail Shootout, the BD Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout, which traditionally attracts a lot of hardcore anglers,
yeah.
107 boats in the Yellowtail Shootout last
weekend. Which is
weekend. Amazing.
It's
and congratulations to Ollie and Jason and Michelle from BD Outdoors on that success. How many were Parkers out of that 107?
23.
23 out of 107 boats.
That's
good. Roughly 20%.
Yeah, a little better maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good figure.
That's fantastic.
Very good representation.
Yeah,
pretty good.
With the dozens of available boats that could fish that, 23 out of 107, more than 20% were Parker boats.
That's cool.
It's an impressive figure.
I'm proud of that.
You should be.
Not all of them are what I've sold, but that just shows you what...
Yeah, but that's the brand.
Yeah. The serious guys are fishing Parkers,
yeah.
And there's a reason.
Like when you say in your ad for West Coast Marine, Ricky, you say everywhere you look, there's Parker
that's
boats.
That's the truth, man.
Go to the launch ramp, there's Parker boats.
Uh-huh. Offshore tuna grounds, it's the truth.
Because it's a Southern California-style
yeah.
boat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It works for us here.
Why? Why is that? Why is Parker so... I've owned three in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Why is Parker so good?
They're affordable.
Yeah.
They are built like a shit house, a brick shit house, you know.
Well, you know, you can't really say that. Okay, that's
scrub it out.
Built. Yeah.
Built like a tank.
A tank. That's a better term for the river.
They're,
yeah.
They're a,
Adam,
they're
sorry
a pickup
about
truck.
That. Yeah.
They're a pickup truck of the yeah. of the fleet out there.
Yeah.
They're easy to fish. There's big, yep. big deck on all of them. Lots of fuel, so you can get out there and get to where you need to go and get you back.
Yeah.
You want to go fishing with your buddies, too. And a lot of boats of similar size, you have room to fish two people. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of boats that are of similar size, 23s and 25s, they just don't fish many people well. There's not room for people to be, and there's not room for people to stand, and... Those boats in a compact package definitely fish your whole crew of buddies. You mm-hmm. four or five guys on those boats with you know, you're not cramped, you're not, you know, one guy standing over the top of you, you don't have room for tackle, things like that. I mean, those boats are built to do what we do, and they got a lot of room, and they're very comfortable.
Put the right bait tank on it.
Yeah.
It's got fish holes. It's got everything you need, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's easy to clean up. There's not a lot of nooks and crannies and that kind of stuff, and you know, highly polished gel coat to scrub down. So
if you wanted to put frills on a Parker, you can.
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty of frills you could add on, but if you don't want to and you don't have to want to clean those up, you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. They're easily customizable.
Again, yeah, so. That's a story we tell all the time. But like, one of the major things we wanted is we keep our boat in Mission Bay at Dana Landing. We wanted a boat that we could pretty much clean from top to bottom from when we hit the 5-mile-an-hour buoy until we hit our dock at Dana Landing. I want to be able to clean that entire boat with salt water, get back to the dock, rinse that salt water and, you know, Simple Green off and be done and step away from the boat. And that's what our part. And the boat still looks beautiful. I mean, you know, a couple of, you know, hardcore seasons later, that boat still looks brand new.
Yeah.
And we don't, I mean, I assure you, we do not spend hours after fishing cleaning that boat up. We spend 20 minutes tops, and we're on the road going home.
And they hold their value. If you decide to upgrade, if you decide to change, you decide to get crazy and go to a big boat like me.
they really hold their value. It's crazy out there. I can't get hardly any used ones in the shop, and when I do, they last a day.
Yeah.
And they bring good money.
Yeah.
And all the people that sell them know that, you know, they're bringing big money.
That's cool.
Yeah. They're almost getting what they paid for them.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Pretty impressive.
You know, 5-10 years later.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Kevin, with the fishing going on right now, and just a really, really good time to talk fishing here. Let's Talk Hookup.
No doubt, man. A great opportunity for you. I love the show with Kevin. There's so much to cover with boats and boating and motors, and the great fishing is going on right now. Can't wait to hear all the fish reports today. We got a lot of bluefin going on, tackle questions, you name it. We got you covered today. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only are we taking all your phone calls this morning, talking Parker boats, talking fishing, we are giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a full-day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. An awesome opportunity. And I got to say, I don't think that there has ever been a bite of yellowtail this good in the Coronado Islands and surrounding area as what's going on right now. I've been working down at the landing, you know, for 20 years now, and never do I remember, you know, I mean, it's like 150 fish average
every day
for weeks
and
now.
And a good day, they're getting limits.
I mean, the slow days are like 50 and 80. Yeah. I mean, I remember when that was like, alert the media, there was 50 yellowtail and three-quarter day boat. Can you believe that? And I mean, just day after day after day, you're seeing the San Diego and the Liberty. I mean, just these unbelievable scores of yellowtail. It is a legendary bite. I mean, I just don't ever remember it being this good for this long, just wave after wave after wave. And one lucky caller is going to get in on that great bite. You're getting a full-day trip going fishing aboard one of the best in the business, and that's the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get your chance at winning that great trip, or better yet, your chance to talk to Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
XSRRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader. The home of ESPN Radio. The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are definitely getting packed up. If you want to get through, the only line open now, that's the toll-free number, 877-792-1090.
We were just talking about the visuals of how much bluefin is in our area here and how much is actually biting is the second story. But they bite some days, and there's been some successful days on the sport boats and the private boats here. But the amount of fish that's out there, I mean, I saw it on Monday, crazy amounts of fish.
You got to tell the story about the foamers that you were seeing and giant balls of chovy and just
giant
fish
balls
everywhere.
Of chovy. We're out Monday, beautiful day, flat, calm, backside of Clemente there. Pass of 43, and there at one point in the gyros I saw seven spots of fish.
Seven at the same time.
At the same time, yeah. And we were trolling yummies through the foamers. We were casting into the foamers. We had foamers all around us. Just, I mean, we did get one. Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford got a 35-pounder on surface iron. We hooked another one on a smaller flat fall, like a 100-gram flat fall. Warren Lukens from Suncoast Marine was with me, and he hooked that fish, and we had a 36-pound yellowtail.
Dude,
there's some
giant.
We saw another kelp patty with two giant yellows that wouldn't bite in the same class, and there's plenty of yellows on the patties. Again, they're full. They but we managed half a dozen yellows. So I mean, good yellowtail fishing. But just the sheer quantity of fish that we saw that day was. It was a show.
That's
so cool.
It was
an amazing show. I mean, we had a great day. It was really fun. We caught some fish. Would have been nice to catch more of those fish? Yeah, but just the sheer beauty of seeing this fish just going off.
That's sick. Unreal. Just sick.
It's going to bite at some point.
No doubt.
I mean, they're going to eat all that chovy out there, and then they're going to want. Then they get hungry. I'm convinced of that. Yeah. So hopefully that's going to happen real soon, and it could.
I hope they don't eat all the chovy. I hope that chovy just stays right where it is and they keep happy. It will change their bluefins. And that's, we all do the same thing every single year. But the moon will be right, or the fish will be in the right mood, or the water will change. Who knows what switch flips, but it does. Those are that's bluefin fishing. It always has been. And
biting for some.
Yeah, you know, and it will the conditions will be right, and you know you go on one of those days, and it just seems like everybody crushes them, and you know sometimes you go the very next day, and it's just not the same. They're bluefins, man. That's why they're so cool when you do get them. Like it means something when you got that thing. You know they are not the easiest tuna to catch. And you get an extra when one of those things hits the deck, like you did something right.
Needless to say, we're in for a good year.
No doubt, dude.
It's July 1st tomorrow. Traditionally, that's when our fishing season really kicks off. It was really cool to see the parade of sport boats leaving at 9 o'clock last night, the night before, and every night. It's on.
Yeah, and how about some of the scores that happened this week? And I know it was really fun being at the shop this week. You know, in the middle of the week, Pacific Queen had a day. We're all at work rigging yummy flyers like we do, trying to keep up with the demand of things that are going on. And you hear the radio go off. And I mean, it was early. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning they called in. Oh, we got five between 150 and 210 and a handful of 70-pounders. And so that was the buzz. Oh, my God, the giant ones are biting. The very next day they go out. Oh, okay, we got limits. They're, you know, these ones are 30 to 70 pounds. Okay. The next day, hey, we got big ones again. These ones are all on flat falls. Those ones are on sardines. It's just, it's been crazy, you know, the fishing that has gone down this week already, and it still hasn't hit that light switch flip yet. Like, can you imagine how good it's going to be when that happens?
Going to be crazy.
Yeah, no
it's
doubt.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt.
It could happen this week. It could happen today.
You got it, man.
It could happen tomorrow. But you need to get on a Parker boat. If you don't have your own boat, go see Kevin and
there you
get
go.
On a boat. Because the stuff is so small boat friendly. That's what's so fun about it, right?
Yep.
And how much fun is it to go find your own fish and go get on a school with your buddies?
That's the key of it all.
Yeah, is, no is doubt.
No doubt about it. All right. Hey, wait a minute. It's Saturday, but we have John Ireland calling us from Rancho Leonel. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hey, Rick. Yes, I'm going down tomorrow on the 720 flight. I'm up here, so I figured I'd call a day early.
Nice.
Thanks for working with me.
Yeah, Alaska Airlines has that great 720 flight now that gets you into Cabo. What, like
10:30.
10:30.
10:30,
you
yeah.
beat all the lines at customs.
Yeah, that's sweet.
No line.
I mean,
no
you're line. By 11:30, you're having a cocktail at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go fishing. I got the boat ready. Idling. They'll be sitting there idling, ready for me to go. I'm going to get on some of these fish.
John, you got it figured out, buddy. Yeah. You got life figured out, amigo.
Well, yeah, I'm a lucky guy, no doubt about it, Rick, no doubt about it. The fishing has just been exceptional. You know, the tuna fishing, gosh, for the last, 2 months now, it's been very, very good. And the last week, it's just improved a little bit bigger fish. You know, the average fish, I'd say, is about 30, but they're running from 25 to 60 pounds consistently, and both inside and outside. They're taking them within a half mile of the beach around the lighthouse there, and guys are actually fishing live bait for rooster fish and picking up yellowfin as well, right in that same area. The bite goes better inside south all the way to the White Cliffs, the sand cliffs further south of Fraley's. And then outside, they're under the porpoise. They're taking hoochies and cedar plugs outside and sardine and the caballito inside. But everybody's limiting, God, they're everywhere. And if you get on our website and look at the pictures, you'll see just tuna after tuna. They're just loading up. Limits for everybody. Billfish, not much pressure. A lot of rounds. There's mixed with the sails, stripers, and a few blues are starting to show up. No real size yet. But they're taking lures, and they love the ballyhoo, so they're hitting those. Not much pressure. Again, everybody's running after the tuna. Mixed in with the tuna are a lot of wahoo. At least two a day are coming to the cleaning table. Keep in mind we're sending out 10 to 15 boats, but big, nice-sized wahoo, 40 to 60-pounders, and at least a couple a day coming to the table. And Dorado bite is picked up as well. We had some nice pulls this week, quite a few more smaller fish, and so the Dorado bite is improving. It's not wide open for sure, but it's a lot better than it has been. Rooster fish, gosh, rooster fishing's going on. It's just like you and your dad, Rick. The roosters have got big over the last week. Now, I'd say the average fish is probably 40 pounds, and we've got some 70, 60, 70-pounders. if you everybody's guaranteed at least one 40 pounder daily, everybody's limited up on them. Inside on the bottom fishing is unbelievable. Big pargo. We've had three pargo over 30 pounds this week, which is a big dog tooth snapper, that's for sure. And big amberjack are mixed with them to 55 pounds. So those anglers that are staying off the tuna and going to the bottom, all of them are scoring on both big amberjack and pargo. It's going on. It's really good fishing right now, you guys.
Yeah, man, good fishing, and I'm so glad cool, you called John. In the report. Even though your normal day is Sunday, being on the plane tomorrow, we can't miss that report. It's
exactly.
Too good.
No, it's I had to give you the report because it is stellar. It really, really is good fishing right now, and we're enjoying it. And I'm going to get on them tomorrow for sure,
you
guys.
You could be on that flight with John tomorrow morning and go catch this fish.
Yeah,
just call,
on,
book
you
your trip
on
to Alaska Airlines. You have spots available at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, we have through July, August, September, we have rooms available. So come on down and enjoy the good fishing.
How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. And we're uploading the fish photos daily. And you can see for yourself just loads of tuna.
That's so cool, John.
Awesome,
great
John.
Report, Brad.
Thanks a lot for that. Have a safe flight tomorrow. We'll talk to you next Sunday from Rancho Leonero.
Thanks for having me, Saturday.
All right.
See you, John.
Happy 4th of July weekend for sure.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to jump into the phones. And we got a caller, John. And, John, I don't know if you're the number one or certainly in the top three from long-distance phone calls calling from Paris, France this morning. What's up, John?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to see if I could be able to talk to San Diego from France. I got through on the app of Let's Talk Hookup, and I think it's great. Last weekend, I listened to you guys in Scotland, but I didn't know if I could get through, so this week I got through.
That's so cool, John.
Fantastic. That's so Paris, France. And what time of day is it in Paris, France right now?
It is after 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock p.m.
4 o'clock p.m.
That's
still
cool.
On Saturday?
It is Saturday. It's 9 hours difference.
9 hours. Wow. Okay. Wow, that's cool.
That's cool, John.
Great. What kind of fish are you catching in Paris?
You know what? Catching the ones that you buy from the store.
There you go. Very nice. Well, that's cool. Yeah, that app is amazing, isn't it?
Yes. They're already breaded, ready to eat.
Perfect.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad you're able to use the app. And the app is so cool for those that haven't done it already. It just makes listening, just like John, I mean, wherever it is that you're at, inside, outside, in the office, whatever, it's so easy to listen to the show. And everything is one button push, and there's a bunch of very cool information and upcoming guests and cool content. I mean, just everything cool is on that app.
Yeah, just search the App Store or the Google Play Store for Let's Talk Hookup. Download that app. It downloads fast. It's easy. You can listen to archives. We even have unique features like classics, like shows from Marty Milner, shows that you haven't heard in 20 years, some of them, or 10,
cool.
15 years. So check that out, only on the app, and then as you travel, take it with you. Right, John?
Yes. I'm going to lose you guys. There's a concert going on.
John. Thanks a lot for calling for Paris, France. How about that?
That's pretty cool, dude.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question or two questions for Kevin on at this point, I've been trying to get into a boat, but I don't think I can. So my buddies and I were thinking if you guys had any, fishing-specific rafts that are Coast Guard compliant, just for, fishing the kelp beds, but, an actual fishing raft?
An inflatable boat?
Yeah.
No, I don't have any inflatables. We do have used boats also, and I have some, boats in the $15,000 to – there's a couple $35,000 boats up there. One's a 21-foot whaler or something like that. But
and you can finance a boat like a second home, right, for 20 years?
The new ones, yeah.
The new ones.
The new ones.
Yeah.
You can go 15 and 20 years on those. Depends on the year of the boat and the amount of the loan on a used boat.
Yeah.
But I have several sources that we go through to get financing. So there's all kinds of ways to do that.
And here's another idea. You talk about your buddies. You know, Ricky's got a partner in his boat. I know a lot of my friends have boat partners. And you think about how much a boat costs. Cut it in half if you have a partner.
It's the best thing ever when, you know, when something goes wrong with the boat and we're looking at, oh, you know, or better yet, when we're trying to upgrade something, probably a better way to put it. Like, you know, if you've got to buy a $500 radio and you think, oh, man, well, now it's only a $250 radio. You know, whatever those things are.
You have to buy a $50,000 boat, it's $25,000.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That happens all the time.
I'll bet. Yeah. And how much are you really going to use the boat? I mean, you have a partner, maybe two partners, maybe four partners. You just share the boat.
Yeah, it's worked out great for us. I know that neither Neil or I would have got the caliber of boat had we not done exactly like Pete's saying. And now we do, and we have the best boat that you could ever imagine for
what do you
this
have?
Type of fishing. We have a 2501 Parker center console with a 300-horsepower Yamaha on it. And
nice.
It is just, it is the single most ideal boat for the type of fishing that we do, period.
Yep. Indeed, for sure.
Run and gun.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's find out what's biting down in the bar with a cast man, Richard Castaneda.
You got it. Today's report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. The local bluefin and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Good morning, Cassman.
Hey, buenos dias, boys.
What's up, Cass?
Well, Pedro, sounds like you're out trying to catch him this week.
Yeah, man, you should have been with us. We had a lot of good viewing.
You put fish on the deck, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, gosh, you know, the fishing really picked up this week, you know, compared to last week after that tropical storm Bud went through and really turned the water up. But all along that Sierra Cortez, inside the Sea of Cortez coastline there, it really picked up, starting in Loreto all the way down to the very tip there at Cabo. In Loreto, God, what a week they had. The Dorado I finally showed, and they're being found, you know, basically under the floating sargasso grass. And some nice quality Dorado, you know, compared to the dinks that they've been catching down south. I mean, these were some nice fish caught this week. Some nice bulls up to 30, 40 pounds, along with the good-sized females. You know, it's really going to be a heck of a Dorado year there in Loreto. So that's just starting, and it should just get fabulous. The other thing, too, is the striped marlin and the sails are there in big numbers. So it seems like it's all just starting now, and it's going to get just better as we get into July and August. So some really, really good fishing going on there. Plus, they pulled out some really good-sized yellowtail, which is kind of unusual. When you got Dorado in there, usually the yellowtail kind of disappear, but they found some nice 30-pound fish up at Punta Pulpito. So between the yellowtail, the Dorado, the striped marlin, and the sails, you know, it's just really, really good fishing going on in Loreto. And the other good thing, too, is, you know, guys want to catch sailfish, they can get those sails in there in Loreto, like Guatemala. I mean, big time, lots and lots of sails. And, you know, they're a lot of fun on light tackle, 15, 20-pound test line. I mean, you can really have a kick, you know, because they're just constantly jumping out of the water. Get down to La Paz there, both fishing out of the bay around Espiritu Santo Island and down Muertos Bay there, fishing Sorabo, Punta Perico, those areas there. Some really good fishing going on. Bigger fish down in the south there around Sorabo and out of Muertos Bay. More fish, smaller fish out of the bay there at of the La Paz Bay. Some nice tuna there around Sorabo, getting some nice 30, 40-pound tuna. Nice big roosters along the beaches. Like I said, that water has really started to turn into some really good color and clarity. Here again, down at that south end, out in Punta Gordo and then up into the Sea of Cortez there around the Ironman, San Luis, Vinorama, those areas there. Producing some nice 40, 50-pound tuna and pretty good numbers. And it was really kind of strange, too, because they really weren't working on the eating on the sardinas, but you were trolling feathers, tuna feathers or hoochies. You were getting some nice fish. So kind of strange, but they are feeding on red crab, and they were saying anything with red in them seemed to be the ticket. Also, lots of billfish there from the East Cape all the way down to Punta Gordo. You've got a lot of striped marlin, and the sales are starting to come in now in fairly good numbers. So, you know, you want to catch marlin, now's the time to go. I was down there with my four grandsons last week, and the one day we targeted billfish, we raised about eight fish, and they managed to release two nice striped marlin. So,
nice
good
day.
Fishing going on in the Southern Baja, boys. Everybody wants a book. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, and I'm very excited. We're putting the final touches on our 2019, May of 2019, Let's Talk Hookup Cast Tours, La Mission, Loreto. What are we going to call it? The Yellowtail and Pargo Rumble.
I like that.
Yeah, that could work. That could work.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun time. We'll have more details as we put the final touches on that, but that's going to be in May, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I should have that all finalized here by next week with price. That's the whole package, and so stand by. Should have it all completed by next week. But yeah, it should be fun. You know, it's gonna be. Loreto's such a great town. It's still kind of like back in the old Baja days. You know, it's such a quiet. The old mission there. Everything is just. It's such a great place to go to.
And a great fishery too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. All right. How do we get a hold of you, Castman?
Well, first of all, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our report again. Sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more info.
All right. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. Heard your guest had to call in and say hi to Kevin.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good, buddy. That Bloody Decks tournament with the Parker side pot, we missed that thing by a pound and a half.
So oh, really?
Right. Ouch.
Yeah.
So I would have been cutting you a $500 check instead?
Yep, we were pretty close. We were pretty close. And appreciate you doing that. That was a lot of fun and gave all us guys on the Parkers, even if we didn't get a big fish, we were in that cookie cutter stuff, we still had a chance. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks for helping me out with my dream boat. You know, I've got the 25 Parker with the Cuddy, and that thing has just been a dream boat. And I can't back up what Rick said enough about how easy that boat is to clean. I mean, we get into shore, and 25 minutes, we're done with back flushing the motors, washing that thing down, and we're on our way home and looking for some shut-eye. So it's a great boat, and Kevin, you have been just absolutely a joy to work with. I mean, anytime I have a question, I just send a text, and you're right there.
Well, I appreciate that, Scott. Thanks much.
And you, too, leave it in the water like Rick, right?
Yeah, I'm slipped over there at Southwestern, and what, talk about convenience, you know, you just... Everything's on the boat, ready to go. You get the word that the fish are biting. You run down, jump on the boat, and you're on your way.
I haven't seen any pictures, though, of any fish that you've sent me lately, though.
I better get on it here. I'll send you a couple.
You better get on the list because that grandson of Scott's has been on a tear. Like they've been using that boat plenty.
Okay.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Who
insures that boat?
Oh, that would be Snap Insurance, of course.
All right, Scott. Well, nice to hear from you. Another part, and you have that same boat that Scott has.
I have one of those in inventory right now.
So if somebody wants one, you could be listening to the show and decide that's it. Yeah. I'm going for it and drive up to West Coast today and buy that boat.
Yep. Come on up.
Well, it's a 25 that fishes like it's over 30 with the amount of deck space. We have four guys who fish that boat pretty regular, and there's never any issues with room or getting tangled up or any of that kind of stuff. It's just an amazing boat.
Yeah, that's that 9.5-foot beam on a 25-foot boat that really adds to the stability of it and that deck space. So, and I'm so glad you're enjoying it and using it.
All right, Scott, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go to the sky right now. The SAC spotter plane pilot, Tom Green, is on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How's the battle going today?
Battle's going well, but, boy, we're seeing a lot of bluefin around. Are you going to go up there and look today?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm headed that way now. That's why I called a little early. to give you the rundown. We're going to go out and see if we can't help you guys catch some fish today.
Pretty cool the way you do that. You fly in the sky and you call the guys on the radio and say, come over here, right?
That's it. You should know.
Yeah, I did. I was fortunate enough to have Tom up on Monday, and we were 7 miles from that area. And Tom goes, come over here. And there we were.
But there you go. I mean, 7 miles is enough that you can't see it. You don't know. And it's that way for everybody. Sport boats that, you know, we might all be riding, you know, on the prowler tonight. And, you know, if Tom says, hey, you know, I'm flying over this area of fish, but 7 miles is far enough that you can't see it with the gyros, and you just don't know until you're there. But you get somebody like Tom with the fish eye that he has, and, okay, there's good schools and there's good conditions. You know, you guys are close. Come on over this way. And that's the difference between epic fishing and epic looking.
That's why Sport Fishing Association of California is paying Tom to go spot the fish. Kelp Patty, he put us on a giant kelp with a bunch of yellowtail on it. The whole deal there. It was really nice. Nice you do that. And some nice shots of my boat, too.
That's cool.
Yeah, now that day was an absolute gorgeous day. I could see 8 miles on either side of the airplane. It was perfect conditions for me that day.
Wow.
There's no sunshine, but it was oil. It was very nice.
Yeah, it was cool for sure. So which way? You headed south, north, east, west? What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to go out, I think, and work local with the guys today. Probably go down south just a little ways and then just see if I can't get the guys on some fish. And then tomorrow I'm going to go for a long-range trip and see if I can't find some of those long fins for you guys.
Ooh.
I know just for a chance, I hope. It'd be kind of fun if we could find some of them.
Boy, what could you imagine?
Range?
Could you imagine if Tom bumps into a school of Albies way out to the west?
Ooh, that'd be something. What's your range on that?
Well, my string starts getting pretty tight when I get a couple hundred miles offshore. That rubber band's pretty tight. So 200 miles usually is about the limit for me.
Oh, just 200 miles offshore. Yeah, no big deal.
It's a lot of water.
You know, Rick, I can't swim a mile, so I might as well do 200 miles. What's the difference?
Yeah,
loud and clear, buddy.
It's just not long. You have to wait for the Coast Guard.
Yeah, indeed. Well, SAC spotter plane pilot Tom Green putting the SAC boats on the fish. We appreciate your efforts and all that Sport Fishing Association is doing to get you out there and get people with fish on the boat. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, and I have one more request, too. The guys there that I work for in Mexico asked me if to please respect the pins down there by the Coronado Islands, because some of the guys are bumping up against the pins down there, and it really wreaks havoc with the fish inside the pins. And if they can just give that fish a little bit of room, I would sure appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, Ted Dunn was in my office yesterday talking about that, the issues. There's even guys tying up to the pens. Not only is that illegal, and you could go to jail in Mexico for doing that, it messes up their whole system. So what it does is it stirs the fish in there, and they kind of go crazy and probably kills a lot of
bump
fish.
Bump into each other or bump into the net,
so,
or who knows what.
It's a bad deal.
Yeah, and the thing is that if the fish get stirred up and, like, they run into each other, all it takes is just getting one eye scratched, and you've lost a fish.
Yeah. Mexican law says you need to stay a quarter mile away, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, it's something like that, 250 meters, 300 meters, something. I mean, you know, but just have a little bit of respect, that's all. Just do what you would expect people to do for you. That's the main thing.
All right.
Good call, Tom.
Good advice, Tom. SAC spotter plane pilot Tom Green. Good luck today and tomorrow. We'll look forward to hearing about it.
Okay, I need it. Thanks a lot,
guys. See you, buddy.
Have fun.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's already been a busy morning. If you want to get through, we have one line available. That's 858-457-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Llanero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Llanero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLlanero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And I've got to tell you, Trench 500, for the way this fish is acting right now, ideal.
The most perfect reel for what you were talking about, those foamer scenarios or even just, you know, any casting scenario where you're casting a lure, whether it be a surface iron, a Colt Sniper jerkbait, a flat fall, a regular Colt Sniper. Casting a lure into a spot of tuna that are what they are now, 25 to 100 pounds, without question, the best reel for it is that Tranks 500.
You match it with that 9-foot Terramar rod, what a deal that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I like that 86XH, the 8.5-footers, a little
better,
bit shorter,
right?
A little more power, a little better lifting. I love that thing. 9-footer, great call too, for sure. And the beauty of Tranks is you can hold so much line thanks to that Max Quattro. If you put 80-pound Max Quattro and a 60-pound Seaguar top shot on that reel, you have heavy line, over 300 yards of line, and a reel that casts like a dream and still fits in your hand.
There it is. Shimano at your favorite tackle store. Check Shimano.com for more details.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed. They're keeping Adam busy on the other side of the glass, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Tony? He caught us from San Marcos this morning. What's up, Tony? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tony?
Good to hear from Kevin Kelly. And I have a question. I'm interested in those 1801s and was wondering if he can talk a little bit about the features and the live well. Is that something you would need to replace on that? And what's the range on that boat?
Good questions.
Good. Hey, Tony. The 1801s come in two different variations, engine packages. They're a nationally advertised price boat, and they only make them, the hull and deck is just one configuration. But it comes with a 115 and mechanical steering, or you can get it with a 150 with hydraulic steering. That one's a little bit more money, but that's probably the better boat for Southern California, having that 150 on it, because, the bait tank is incorporated into the seat in front of the console.
Nice.
You know, it's a gets the weight forward, and it's a rectangular bait tank, you know, with a drain tube in the middle of it. Now, if you want to go to a more West Coast style bait tank, we can and have in the past cut down one of the blue water bait tanks that Randy has, and we cut the bottom out of it and move it up and don't make it so tall, and it'll fit underneath the leaning post, and that's a better situation. But now the weight's aft a little bit, so you need more horsepower. You need
that's
to get the 150.
Yeah.
And now that turns into your bait, you got a great bait tank, and now you have a little bit of storage up forward that can be cooler instead, and we leave the drain in there so it will drain. So you kind of get the best of both worlds.
I like that. That's the setup. I had an 1801. Great little boat.
Yeah.
And you can go a long ways. What's the range?
Yeah. It's got a 40-gallon tank, and if with the 150, I think you're getting, you know, maybe 4 miles a gallon. So you're up there over 100 miles easily.
Easy Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Easy local offshore stuff.
Yeah.
On the right day.
I've seen those things out in San Clemente on Desperation Reef.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Hey, you know, more power to them.
Yeah. And you can put a load of fuel on it, too, and just to make sure you can put a 10-gallon spare on there.
You can take
because you can put a lot of weight on there.
Yep.
Couple people on that boat.
People, easy.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Hey, and you have those in stock?
Don't have any more in stock. you know, the same story. All these Parkers are selling, but, you know, we order them up and get them in when we can.
Yeah. Okay. So how long before you would get one if you ordered it?
The smaller boats are coming faster, so it's probably a 2-month wait on that, which is pretty standard. Yeah, they're building the 18s a lot faster than they are the 28s or 25s.
Very good. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour and checking in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. Great stuff coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them, and most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld, or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once, and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top of top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.